This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
This is Job Search Radio, episode 411. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. This is a quirky title to this show, and it's an interesting idea that someone proposed to me a while back. It's about doing internships after you graduated. Hope you find this useful if you're struggling to find something full-time. And yeah, let's just dive right into it, okay? Let's get going, okay? There are many reasons you may be struggling to find work. One of them may be that your grades just weren't good enough, and employers are holding that against you. Maybe the internships that you had while you were in school, frankly, sucked, and now they're being held against you. Here are a couple of things that you can be doing to try and rectify this. And you know, the most obvious one is getting an internship after you graduate. Now, what a quality internship will do is help strengthen your resume. And what do I mean by strengthen your resume? You know, you're never going to rectify the grades. But when you get to an interview, you can say, look, while I was in school, I made some mistakes. I didn't work particularly hard. My grades obviously suffered. The internships I had were mediocre at best. What I've tried to do since graduating is step up my game a lot. And I think you'll find my references now that I'm out of school from the internship that I'm at are going to be extremely good. So, you know, that's one reason why you do it. Second reason, and relates to the first, is you're struggling to find a job. So what this internship can do is try and get one where you're working full time and really bust the gut. Be the intern from God that all the hiring managers, all the senior people in this organization, in your department, really love. So get an internship in order to compensate for the fact that you're struggling to get a new position. And it'll just help you build your references. It'll also help build your network. So you want to improve upon the network of people that you're connected with and who might be able to help you. So consider getting an internship for that reason. Also, think about it being an opportunity to get your foot in the door in an organization you'd like to work for. So let's say you want to target something in investment banking. Your grades were 3-3 at an average school, and what you're trying to do is to get your foot in the door. Consider taking an internship for that reason. Lastly, another reason to take an internship after graduation is you're not real sure what direction you should take. And as a result, it's going to be a process to help you sort through the beginnings of your career so you can figure out which path you should go through. Part of the way that you'll do that is by meeting people who are already on the path, who will give you advice. But don't think of it as being something that's going to happen in week one. Again, part of building the network is developing the relationships with smart people who are further along than you, who will then feel comfortable and be willing to give you advice. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that you can follow up with me. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. And in the subject line, put the word coaching. I'll get back in touch with you. We'll set up a time to speak for an introductory conversation. We'll see if it makes sense for us to work together. Generally, I work with people at a manager level and above. Next, if you're not at that level, the next best way to work with me is through jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, you can ask me questions through the site. I'll be very happy to answer them. Next, If you're not sure about your resume or your LinkedIn profile or both, I do critiques of them, and you can find out more about them at thebiggamehunter.us, as well as what I call a job search makeover, where you hire me, we sit down for 60, 90 minutes or so, we go through everything that you're doing in your search, maybe we do a mock interview, and when all is said and done, you are much better prepared to go forward. I have a lot of services like that. Again, you can find out about them at thebiggamehunter.us. So I'll be back soon with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.